Yeah, lighter practice today. We got four this week, so we went pretty heavy yesterday. Just wanted to work some situations, some different things from the offensive and defensive side that we haven't seen because our offense doesn't do it or our defense doesn't do it. So we got a lot of good work today. These guys know how to practice. They know how to work in OTAs and take care of each other. That's the big thing. We got to stay healthy. You know, you see the, you know, some of the injuries around the league. That's the big thing. We got to really come out of this thing healthy. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, they, you know, we just give him a day off here and there, you know. Some more things like that, some more situation. That was the first time we had worked 2 minute. Thought that was pretty good for the first two groups. The young guys have no clue about 2 minute. You know, the sense of urgency, you're driving to win the game. And so that was good to get that in, and we need to work that probably pretty much every day the rest of the time. And then just keep working on different situations so that when they come up in training camp, they're not brand new. You're not going to get everything covered because some of them, you know, like 4 minute require pads, you know, when you're trying to seal the game at the end of the game or goal line, you know, goal line offense, goal line defense, that requires pads. So some of it you won't get covered, but you try to get a lot covered. So when it comes up in training camp, it's not the first time they've heard it. Yeah, we need to make big improvements, like I've said, about offense. We need to make big. We need to be more consistent on special teams. When it's been good, it's been decent. You know, our return game's been decent. Our coverage units have been okay. But when it's been bad, when we've been out of our lanes on coverage units or we haven't known who to block on return game and things like that, it's not been very good. So, to me, it's simplifying, making sure that they can play fast and they know what to do. It's not about 10,000 different schemes. It's about simplification and making sure they can play fast. He's doing good. Yeah, he's for a rookie coming in here, spent a lot of time. He's studying hard. He has great questions. He has good answers to the questions when we kind of, you know, quiz him every morning, all those guys. So I've been impressed. I've been impressed with all three guys, and it's a good room. It's a good room, and he's working hard.
Well, you talked about the receivers a little bit last week. The tight ends took a big step forward
last
year.
Yep.
You haven't had CJ out here. But
right. Yeah, it's a good group. I like this group. They all have different skill sets. You know, some of them, like CJ, we've kept him out for most of this OTA here. We kept Griffin out today. We got Anderson a lot of work today. He does a lot of different things. He's grown a lot in a year. I like the different. I'm not going to get into the details of what they bring to the table, but I like how they all bring different things to the table. And I think all three of them, in their own right, are good in the passing game with the different matchups that we can get with them. So I've been very pleased with them. They're being coached real well by Timmy Kelly, and it's been a good spring for those guys. Who's that? Yeah, he's all right. You know, it's OTAs. We just, you know, give him a day off here and there. You know what I mean? It's not anything catastrophic, I can tell you that. Good group. But, you know, for all those guys, I think we have a real good idea what Lamar can do. We know what Blue can do. But, you know, some of those guys, it's going to take training camp and the running game in training camp with the pads on, you know, their vision, their ability to break tackles. That's kind of the thing it is with backs. Right now they're getting a lot of work in the passing game, but the true test will be in training camp.
You've done a lot of work on stuff you hadn't seen before for a lot of variety of reasons. Is that available to the rookies to take home? How valuable is that experience? Like, as you cut them loose,
I'll tell you, Greg, that's the biggest concern I have is the 5 weeks that they have off when we're not around them, especially the younger guys. You know, we try to really, with our rookie development program, really try to guide them as to what they should be doing. One of those things is having their iPads and being able to watch the tape, their playbooks, and being able to read their notes and not just, you know, head to the beach for 5 weeks and try to get a good tan. I mean, that's not what it's all about. This is you're trying to make the team. You're trying to make the team better, and I think that's a big time period for them, so that when they come back from training camp, it's not like we're starting over again. It's more of a refresher course, and they're ready to go. Yep. Thanks, guys.